Chapter 73. Computer Fundamentals. Computer Fundamentals. Purpose and Function. Modern automotive control systems consist of a network of electronic sensors, actuators, and computer modules designed to regulate the powertrain and vehicle support systems. The onboard automotive computer has many names. It may be called an electronic control unit, or ECU, electronic control module, or ECM, electronic control assembly abbreviated, ECA, or a controller, depending on the manufacturer and the computer application. The Society of Automotive Engineers abbreviated, SAE, Bulletin J1930 standardizes the name as a powertrain control module. The PCM coordinates engine and transmission operation, processes data, maintains communications, and makes the control decisions needed to keep the vehicle operating. Not only is it capable of operating the engine and transmission, but it is also able to perform the following. Number 1. Undergo self-tests, 40% of the computing power is devoted to diagnosis. Number 2. Set and store diagnostic trouble codes. Number 3. Communicate with the technician using a scan tool. Voltage signals. Automotive computers use voltage to send and receive information. Voltage is electrical pressure and does not flow through circuits, but voltage can be used as a signal. A computer converts input information or data into voltage signal combinations that represent number combinations. A computer processes the input voltage signals it receives by computing what they represent, and then delivering the data in computed or processed form. Computer functions. Basic functions. The operation of every computer can be divided into four basic functions. See Figure 73-1. Function number 1. Input. Receives voltage signals from sensors. Function number 2. Processing. Performs mathematical calculations. Function number 3. Storage. Includes short-term and long-term memory. And. Function number 4. Output. Controls an output device by either turning it on or off. Refer to Figure 73-1. All computer systems perform four basic functions: input, processing, storage, and output. Input functions. First, the computer receives a voltage signal, input, from an input device. Input is a signal from a device that can be as simple as a button or a switch on an instrument panel, or a sensor on an automotive engine. See Figure 73-2. For a typical type of automotive sensor. Vehicles use various mechanical, electrical, and magnetic sensors to measure factors, such as vehicle speed, throttle position, engine RPM, air pressure, oxygen content of exhaust gas, airflow, engine coolant temperature, and status of electrical circuits, on/off. Each sensor transmits its information in the form of voltage signals. The computer receives these voltage signals, but before it can use them, the signals must undergo a process called input conditioning. This process includes amplifying voltage signals that are too small for the computer circuitry to handle. Input conditioners generally are located inside the computer, but a few sensors have their own input conditioning circuitry. A digital computer changes the analog input signals, or voltage, to digital bits, or binary digits, of information through an analog to digital abbreviated, AD, converter circuit. The binary digital number is used by the computer in its calculations or logic networks. See Figure 73-3. Refer to Figure 73-2. A potentiometer uses a movable contact to vary resistance and send an analog voltage right to the PCM. Refer to Figure 73-3. An AD converter changes analog, or variable, voltage signals into digital signals that the PCM can process. Processing. The term processing is used to describe how input voltage signals received by a computer are handled through a series of electronic logic circuits maintained in its programmed instructions. These logic circuits change the input voltage signals, or data, into output voltage signals or commands. Storage. Storage is the place where the program instructions for a computer are stored in electronic memory. Some programs may require that certain input data be stored for later reference or future processing. In others, output commands may be delayed or stored before they are transmitted to devices elsewhere in the system. Computers have two types of memory. Memory type number 1. Permanent memory is called read-only memory, or ROM, because the computer can only read the contents, it cannot change the data stored in it. This data is retained even when power to the computer is shut off. Part of the ROM is built into the computer, and the rest is located in an integrated circuit chip called a programmable read-only memory abbreviated, PROM, or calibration assembly. Many chips are erasable, meaning that the program can be changed. These chips are called erasable programmable read-only memory, or EPROM. Since the early 1990s, most programmable memory has been electronically erasable, meaning that the program in the chip can be reprogrammed by using a scan tool and the proper software. This computer reprogramming is usually called reflashing. These chips are electrically erasable programmable read-only memory, abbreviated EPROM, or E2PROM. All vehicles equipped with onboard diagnosis second generation, called OBD2, are equipped with EPROMs. Memory type number 2. Temporary memory is called random access memory, abbreviated RAM, because the computer can write or store new data into it as directed by the computer program, as well as read the data already in it. Automotive computers use two types of RAM memory. Type number 1. Volatile RAM memory is lost whenever the ignition is turned off. However, a type of volatile RAM called keep alive memory, abbreviated KAM, can be wired directly to battery power. This prevents its data from being erased when the ignition is turned off. One example of RAM and CAM is the loss of station settings in a programmable radio when the battery is disconnected. Because all the settings are stored in RAM, they have to be reset when the battery is reconnected. System trouble codes are commonly stored in RAM and can be erased by disconnecting the battery. Type number 2. Non-volatile RAM memory can retain its information even when the battery is disconnected. One use for this type of RAM is the storage of odometer information in an electronic speedometer. The memory chip retains the mileage accumulated by the vehicle. When speedometer replacement is necessary, the odometer chip is removed and installed in the new speedometer unit. CAM is used primarily in conjunction with adaptive strategies. Output functions. After the computer has processed the input signals, it sends voltage signals or commands to other devices in the system, such as system actuators. An actuator is an electrical or mechanical output device that converts electrical energy into a mechanical action, such as adjusting engine idle speed, operating fuel injectors, ignition timing control, and altering suspension height. Computer communication. A typical vehicle can have many computers, also called modules or controllers. Computers also can communicate with, and control, each other through their output and input functions. This means that the output signal from one computer system can be the input signal for another computer system through a data network. Digital computers. Parts of a computer. The software consists of the programs and logic functions stored in the computer's circuitry. The hardware is the mechanical and electronic parts of a computer. Central processing unit. The microprocessor is the central processing unit, abbreviated CPU, of a computer. Because it performs the essential mathematical operations and logic decisions that make up its processing function, the CPU can be considered the brain of a computer. Some computers use more than one microprocessor, called a coprocessor. The digital computer can process thousands of digital signals per second because its circuits are able to switch voltage signals on and off in billionths of a second. It is called a digital computer because it processes zeros and ones, or digits, and needs to have any variable input signals, called analog inputs, converted to digital form before it can function. See Figure 73-4. Computer memory. Other integrated circuit devices store the computer operating program, system sensor input data, and system actuator output data, information that is necessary for CPU operation. Computer programs. By operating a vehicle on a dynamometer and manually adjusting the variable factors, such as speed, load, and spark timing, it is possible to determine the optimum output settings for the best drivability, economy, and emission control. This is called engine mapping. See Figure 73-5. Engine mapping creates a three-dimensional performance graph that applies to a given vehicle and powertrain combination. Each combination is mapped in this manner to produce a PROM or EPROM calibration. This allows an automaker to use one basic computer for all models. Many older vehicle computers used a single PROM that plugged into the computer. Note, if the computer needs to be replaced, the PROM or calibration module must be removed from the defective unit and installed in the replacement computer. Since the mid-1990s, PCMs do not have removable calibration PROMs, and must be programmed or flashed using a scan tool before being put into service. Refer to Figure 73-4. Many electronic components are used to construct a typical vehicle computer, including chips, resistors, and capacitors. Refer to Figure 73-5. Typical engine map developed from testing and used by the vehicle computer to provide the optimum ignition timing for all engine speeds and load combinations. Refer to Figure 73-6. The clock generator produces a series of pulses that are used by the microprocessor and other components to stay in step with each other at a steady rate. Clock rates and timing. The microprocessor receives sensor input voltage signals, processes them by using information from other memory units, and then sends voltage signals to the appropriate actuators. The microprocessor communicates by transmitting long strings of zeros and ones in a language called binary code, but the microprocessor must have some way of knowing when one signal ends and another begins. That is the job of a crystal oscillator called a clock generator. See Figure 73-6. The computer's crystal oscillator generates a steady stream of 1-bit long voltage pulses. Both the microprocessor and the memories monitor the clock pulses while they are communicating. Because they know how long each voltage pulse should be, they can distinguish between 01 and 0011. To complete the process, the input and output circuits also watch the clock pulses. Computer speeds. Not all computers operate at the same speed, some are faster than others. The speed at which a computer operates is specified by the cycle time, or clock speed, required to perform certain measurements. Cycle time or clock speed is measured in megahertz, 4.7 megahertz, 8 megahertz, 15 megahertz, 18 megahertz, and 32 megahertz, which is the clock speed of most vehicle computers today. Baud rate. The computer transmits bits of a serial data stream at precise intervals. The computer's speed is called the baud rate, or bits per second. The term baud was named after J.M. Émile Baudot, a French telegraph operator who developed a 5-bit per character code of telegraph. Just as mile per hour helps in estimating the length of time required to travel a certain distance, the baud rate is useful in estimating how long a given computer needs to transmit a specified amount of data to another computer. Automotive computers have evolved from a baud rate of 160 used in the early 1980s to a baud rate as high as 500,000 for some networks. The speed of data transmission is an important factor both in system operation and in system troubleshooting. Control module locations. The computer hardware is all mounted on one or more circuit boards and installed in a metal case to help shield it from electromagnetic interference, abbreviated EMI. The wiring harnesses that link the computer to sensors and actuators connect to multi-pin connectors or edge connectors on the circuit boards. Onboard computers range from single-function units that control a single operation to multi-function units that manage all of the separate, but linked, electronic systems in the vehicle. They vary in size from a small module to a notebook-size box. Most other computers are installed in the passenger compartment, either under the instrument panel, or in the sidekick panel, where they can be shielded from physical damage caused by temperature extremes, dirt, and vibration, or interference by the high currents and voltages of various underhood systems. Refer to Figure 73-7. A powertrain control module under the hood where it can be exposed to air for cooling. Frequently asked question. What is a binary system? In a digital computer, the signals are simple high-low, yes-no, on-off signals. The digital signal voltage is limited to two voltage levels, high voltage and low voltage. Since there is no stepped range of voltage or current in between, a digital binary signal is a square wave. The signal is called digital because the on and off signals are processed by the computer as the digits or numbers 0 and 1. The number system containing only these two digits is called the binary system. Any number or letter from any number system or language alphabet can be translated into a combination of binary zeros and ones for the digital computer. A digital computer changes the analog input signals, or voltage, to digital bits, or binary digits, of information through an analog to digital converter circuit. The binary digital number is used by the computer in its calculations or logic networks. Output signals usually are digital signals that turn system actuators on and off. Computer input sensors. The vehicle computer uses signals, or voltage levels, from the following sensors. Number 1. Engine speed, revolutions per minute, or RPM, sensor. This signal comes from the primary ignition signal in the ignition control module, abbreviated ICM. Or directly from the crankshaft position, abbreviated CKP, sensor. Number 2. Switches or buttons for accessory operation. Many accessories use control buttons that signal the body computer to turn on or off an accessory, such as the windshield wiper or heated seats. Number 3. Manifold absolute pressure sensor. This sensor detects engine load by using a signal from a sensor that measures the vacuum in the intake manifold. Number 4. mass airflow sensor. This sensor measures the mass, weight and density of the air flowing through the sensor and entering the engine. Number 5. Engine coolant temperature sensor. This sensor measures the temperature of the engine coolant. This is a sensor used for engine controls and for automatic air conditioning control operation. Number 6. Oxygen sensor. This sensor measures the oxygen in the exhaust stream. There are as many as 4 oxygen sensors in some vehicles. Number 7. Throttle position sensor. This sensor measures the throttle opening and is used by the computer for engine control and the shift points of the automotive transmission transaxle. And number 8. Vehicle speed sensor. This sensor measures the vehicle speed using a sensor located at the output of the transmission/transaxle or by monitoring sensors at the wheel speed sensors. This sensor is used by the speedometer, cruise control, and airbag systems. Computer outputs. Output controls. After the computer has processed the input signals, it sends voltage signals or commands to other devices in the system, as follows. Number 1. Operate actuators. An actuator is an electrical or mechanical device that converts electrical energy into heat, light, or motion to control engine idle speed, suspension height, ignition timing, and other output devices. Number 2. Network communication. Computers also can communicate with another computer system through a network. A vehicle computer can do only 2 things. 1. Turn a device on. And 2. Turn a device off. Typical output devices include the following. Number 1. Fuel injectors. The computer can vary the amount of time in milliseconds the injectors are held open, thereby controlling the amount of fuel supplied to the engine. Number 2. Blower motor control. Many blower motors are controlled by the body computer by pulsing the current on and off to maintain the desired speed. Number 3. Transmission shifting. The computer provides a ground to the shift solenoids and torque converter clutch solenoid. The operation of the automatic transmission/transaxle is optimized based on vehicle sensor information. Number 4. Idle speed control. The computer can control the idle air control or electronic throttle control to maintain engine idle speed and to provide an increased idle speed, as needed. Number 5. Evaporative emission control solenoids. The computer can control the flow of gasoline fumes from the charcoal canister to the engine and seal off the system to perform a fuel system leak detection test as part of the OBD2 system requirements. Most outputs work electrically in one of 3 ways. 1. Digital. 2. Pulse width modulated. And 3. Switched. Digital control is mostly used for computer communications and involves voltage signals that are transmitted and received in packets. Pulse width control allows a device, such as a blower motor, to be operated at variable speed by changing the amount of time electrical power is supplied to the device. A switched output is an output that is either on or off. In many circuits, the PCM uses a relay to switch a device on or off, because the relay is a low current device that can switch to a higher current device. Most computer circuits cannot handle high amounts of current. By using a relay circuit, the PCM provides the output control to the relay, which in turn provides the output control to the device. The relay coil, which the PCM controls, typically draws less than 0.5 ampere. The device that the relay controls may draw 30 amperes or more. The PCM switches are actually transistors, and are often called output drivers. See Figure 73-8. Refer to Figure 73-8. A typical output driver. In this case, the PCM applies voltage to the fuel pump relay coil to energize the fuel pump. Output drivers. There are 2 basic types of output drivers. Type 1. Low side drivers. The low side drivers, abbreviated LSDs, are transistors inside the computer that complete the ground path of relay coil. Ignition, or key on, voltage and battery voltage are supplied to the relay. The ground side of the relay coil is connected to the transistor inside the computer. In the example of a fuel pump relay, when the transistor turns on, it completes the ground for the relay coil, and the relay then completes the power circuit between the battery power and the fuel pump. A relatively low current flows through the relay coil and transistor that is inside the computer. This causes the relay to switch and provides the fuel pump with battery voltage. The majority of switched outputs have typically been low side drivers. See Figure 73-9. Low side drivers can often perform a diagnostic circuit check by monitoring the voltage from the relay to check that the control circuit for the relay is complete. A low side driver, however, cannot detect a short to ground. Type 2. High-side drivers. The high-side drivers, abbreviated HSDs, control the power side of the circuit. In these applications, when the transistor is switched on, voltage is applied to the device. A ground has been provided to the device, so when the high-side driver switches, the device is energized. In some applications, high-side drivers are used instead of low-side drivers to provide better circuit protection. General Motors vehicles have used a high-side driver to control the fuel pump relay instead of a low-side driver. In the event of an accident, should the circuit to the fuel pump relay become grounded, a high-side driver causes a short circuit, which causes the fuel pump relay to de-energize. High-side drivers inside modules can detect electrical faults, such as a lack of continuity when the circuit is not energized. See Figure 73-10. Refer to Figure 73-9. A typical low-side driver, which uses a control module to control the ground side of the relay coil. Pulse width modulation. Pulse width modulation, abbreviated PWM, is a method of controlling an output using a digital signal. Instead of just turning devices on or off, the computer can control the amount of on time. For example, a solenoid could be a PWM device. If, for example, a vacuum solenoid is controlled by a switch driver, switching either on or off would mean that either full vacuum would flow through the solenoid or no vacuum would flow through the solenoid. However, to control the amount of vacuum that flows through the solenoid, pulse width modulation could be used. A PWM signal is a digital signal, usually 0 and 12 volts, which is cycling at a fixed frequency. Varying the length of time that the signal is on provides a signal that can vary the on and off time of an output. The ratio of on time relative to the period of the cycle is referred to as duty cycle. See Figure 73-11. Depending on the frequency of the signal, which is usually fixed, this signal turns the device on and off a fixed number of times per second. When, for example, the voltage is high, 12 volts 90% of the time, and low, 0 volts, the other 10% of the time, the signal has a 90% duty cycle. In other words, if this signal were applied to the vacuum solenoid, the solenoid is on 90% of the time. This allows more vacuum to flow through the solenoid. The computer has the ability to vary this on and off time or pulse width modulation at any rate between 0% and 100%. A good example of pulse width modulation is the cooling fan speed control. The speed of the cooling fan is controlled by varying the amount of on time that the battery voltage is applied to the cooling fan motor. 100% duty cycle is that the fan runs at full speed. 75% duty cycle is that the fan runs at 3/4 speed. 50% duty cycle is that the fan runs at half speed. And 25% duty cycle is that the fan runs at 1/4 speed. The use of PWM, therefore, results in precise control of an output device to achieve the amount of cooling needed and conserve electrical energy compared to simply timing the cooling fan on high when needed. PWM may be used to control vacuum through a solenoid, the amount of purge of the evaporative purge solenoid, the speed of a fuel pump motor, control of a linear motor, or even the intensity of a light bulb. Refer to Figure 73-10. A typical module-controlled high-side driver where the module itself supplies the electrical power to the device. The logic circuit inside the module can detect circuit faults, including continuity of the circuit, and if there's a short to ground in the circuit being controlled. Refer to Figure 73-11. Both the top and bottom pattern have the same frequency. However, the amount of on time varies. Duty cycle is the percentage of the time during a cycle that the signal is turned on. Review questions. Question 1. What part of the vehicle computer is considered to be the brain? Question 2. What is the difference between volatile and non-volatile RAM? Question 3. What are the four input sensors? Question 4. What are the four output devices? Question 5. How does using pulse width modulation control devices? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. What unit of electricity is used as a signal for a computer? A. Volt. B. Ohm. C. Ampere. D. Watt. Question 2. The four basic computer functions include A. Writing, processing, printing, and remembering. B. Input, processing, storage, and output. C. Data gathering, processing, output, and evaluation. D. Sensing, calculating, actuating, and processing. Question 3. All OBD2 vehicles use what type of read-only memory? A. ROM. B, PROM. C, EPROM. D, EPROM. Question 4. The brain of the computer is the A, PROM. B, RAM. C, CPU. D, AD converter. Question 5. Computer speed is measured in A, baud rate. B, clock speed in hertz. C, voltage. D, bytes. Question 6. Which item is a computer input sensor? A, RPM. B, throttle position. C, engine coolant temperature. D, all of the above. Question 7. Which item is a computer output device? A, fuel injector. B, transmission shift solenoid. C, evaporative emission control solenoid. D, all of the above. Question 8. The SAE term for the vehicle computer is A, PCM. B, ECM. C, ECA. D, controller. Question 9. What two things can a vehicle computer actually perform? Output? A, store and process information. B, turn something on or turn something off. C, calculate and vary temperature. D, control fuel and timing only. Question 10. Analog signals from sensors are changed to digital signals for processing by the computer through which type of circuit? A, digital. B, analog. C, analog to digital converter. D, PROM. End of chapter 73.